rest of the story. June 1944, Nazi-occupied Netherlands, the rain-slick cobblestone streets of the town of Arnhem. Edda van Heemstra was walking home, echoing in the distance the familiar crackle of gunfire. When she reached the county council building, she sought momentary refuge in the shadows beneath a giant arch, and just in time. For shortly there passed a contingent of German troops, followed by motorcycles and trucks and two tanks. When they were gone, Edda ventured on. She walked quickly, purposefully, her eyes straight ahead. And then at once a voice. In German, the voice is saying, "What are you doing here?" And the question was curt and cold. Edda winced to see the muzzle of a submachine gun aimed at her ribs. What was she doing? She was going home, she said. That's what she was doing. She was going home. Was there some sort of trouble? With the gun barrel, the young soldier gestured at Edda's satchel. Dutifully, she opened it. Only books, harmless books. "Now the shoes," the soldier said. Edda began trembling. "Remove her shoes? Why?" To which the Nazi replied that sometimes messages were carried inside shoes. Coded communications for the Dutch underground. So Edda took off her shoes. Nothing. And then the soldier told Edda the rest of the story. That earlier that afternoon, an emergency curfew had been imposed by the German authorities, and some members of the resistance movement were being cornered and caught. The Nazis wanted no civilian interference. Edda was then advised to remain hidden in the shadows for another half hour or so. By then, surely the curfew would have been lifted. Edda nodded her head. The young soldier hurried off down the street. He never knew that Edda was indeed a messenger for the resistance. Not that day, but day in and day out, she carried messages tucked in her shoes. And that as fate would have it, on this particular day, she was not bearing some secret coded correspondence. Edda, to look at her, was hardly the type for such daring activity. Never quite well, pale and thin and frail, but she felt she had to do what she could do, if only to avenge a dear uncle and cousin executed by the Gestapo, and her brother, whom Edda had seen dragged off to a concentration camp. And so she risked her own life, day in and day out, for the privilege of being part of the struggle for freedom. And as her friends in the underground had hoped, the Nazis would be less likely to suspect Edda van Heemstra, a mere girl, then barely 15. You may have thought that acting came naturally to the young lady who later called herself Audrey Hepburn. But now you'll never forget her first dramatic performance for an audience of one, with her life on the line, because now you know the rest of the story.